Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grinder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grinder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, here's your host, Marty Grinder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever the case may be. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Marty Grinder with you today, and I'm going to show you how to make the best of the holidays and the time you may have during the holidays. I think you'll love this one. It's one of the most important episodes I've ever put out in all reality. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Dorothy Lane Market's sliced bread, that is. Look at this picture of a loaf of it, folks. It's great, and you can ship it to a friend or loved one for the holidays, along with a lot of other great items. Visit their website, Dorothy Lane, DorothyLane.com, DorothyLane.com. Link is in the show notes. The sliced bread is awesome, and so are the killer brownies, which many of you listening to The Grow Show have received from me over the last 20 years. Triumph, fabulous company run by my friend Calvin Main. Dorothy Lane Market, folks, is widely considered to be the number one independent grocery store in the country. They're amazing. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. For years, folks, there's always been a dilemma. Do you work the week between Christmas and New Year's, or does the landscaper shut it down? What do you do? We've done both over the years. But quite frankly, with all the snow we do now, we can't have our whole team off for the whole week anymore. It just doesn't work. We have things going on if it's snowing and projects going on if it's not. Yes, many of our managers use their PTO then, and some production team members do as well, but it's very organized. And you don't just get to say the week before, oh, I'm not going to work, by the way. It doesn't work like that. Here's what I want you to hear. How you manage this week says a lot about how you manage your business. Now, if you want to shut your whole place down for that week, fine. Maybe that's the deal you promised your team if you hit a number. No problema, folks. I still have experience and insight to share with you that I want to help you, because as the owner and leader of a landscaping company, the worst thing you can do is let this week become a Netflix, sit around, eat junk, do nothing week. That's not good. So I want to share with you what I do, what I teach our peer group members, and what I teach my team here at Grinder Landscaping Company and the Grow Group, and what I teach all my coaching clients to do. Remember, folks, I'm old, O-L-D. I'm old, 57 years old, 41 years at Grinder Landscaping Company. I've had plenty of practice, and what I'm about to share has absolutely helped me get my year off to a great start, feel a sense of control over things I want to influence, and almost, not completely, but almost eliminate stress. You've heard me say this many times. All planning is good. Credit to Dave Sullivan from 1997. All planning is good. This process I'm sharing with you is planning. And if you spend a few hours doing it, or if you really want to be great, spend 6 to 10 hours the week between Christmas and New Year's, and you'll return to work January 2nd, seeing your business in a whole new focused way. Because we're talking about the most overlooked week in a business leader's life, that week, again, between Christmas and New Year's. Most people coast. They drift. They tell themselves they'll get after it next year. Not leaders, not you. And if you've listened to me long enough, you know my mantra. I'm going to say it again. All planning is good. But planning only happens when you're intentional. So today, I want to teach you how to win this week in a way that is restorative, slow-paced, but productive. Here's how I do it. While my family sleeps in, I get up early. I head to a coffee shop around 5:45 a.m. on the days they're open, even though I don't drink coffee because I like that environment. I like the smell of coffee. I just don't drink coffee. I got enough problems, folks. Me on coffee would be frightening. In that coffee shop, I open my calendar. I scroll month by month. What felt heavy? What felt tough? Where did we have callbacks? Where was I overwhelmed? Where were we reactive instead of proactive? I delve into Aspire on my iPad, the software many of you know that we use to run our business. I dial into that. I check dials, reports, numbers, because data doesn't lie. Good managers make good decisions with good information, folks. Resting is okay. Resting is good during this time, but drifting is dangerous. So I organized this week around three buckets: recharge, reflect, and reset. Recharge, reflect, and reset. Recharge, reflect, and reset. Recharge is time with family. I have a lot of family time during that week, but I schedule it so it happens. Reflect means looking at reality, the good, the bad, and the painful truth. Reset means making decisions. What will I stop doing? What will I delegate? Who do I have on my team that can help me? What am I going to double down on? Where were some risks that I took that paid off, and how can I do more in that area? Let me give you five practical areas to focus on this week. Number one, rest. Sleep a little more, all right? Go to bed. There's a whole little ritual. I use a natural sleep aid that I drink. I'm not even really sure what's in it. I just know I used to take melatonin. I read a story in the Wall Street Journal that said it could lead to heart failure. I said, that's enough of that. I don't know if it's true. Don't really want to find out. But I use a little sleep aid. It's a natural one, not melatonin. I walk, I read something uplifting, I slow down. I get some rest in, try to get some more sleep, some walk, get a bunch of steps in, counting on my Garmin watch for the step count. Read something uplifting. I like reading biographies, especially of sports heroes. Slow down. Number two, gratitude. You know, I think this time of the year, it's not hard to get sentimental. You're around family, and that's probably pushing you to see what's really most important. But practice some gratitude, maybe a note or two to people who made my year possible. My spouse, my family, a key team member, maybe a vendor, maybe a client, maybe a mentor. Number three, clean the clutter, your inbox, your garage, your truck, your office. You know, what are all those things that you can do to get more organized? People come in my garage and they look at it and they say, my goodness, what happened here? Like, this place, you could eat off the floor. It's always like that. I guess it's my OCD, but I just feel so much more in control when I have things organized. Chaos is really expensive, folks. Order pays dividends. Number four, set your Q1, your quarter one goals, not 10 goals or 20 goals. How about just three things you're going to commit to improving? And then number five, I connect. I take someone I care about to breakfast or lunch. I send a message to my leadership team asking them what they want for the next year. People don't remember what you say, folks. They remember how you make them feel. Now, let me give you a rhythm for winning this week. Each day, 1 hour in the morning for yourself, one intentional family activity, one cleanup or reset task. It's amazing what you can get cleaned up in 30 minutes. I had a shelf next to my door going into the house from the garage, and it kind of became the catch-all for me and our kids that come over and everything else. And I just put 30 minutes, clean up the shelf, and I threw a bunch of stuff out, took stuff to Goodwill, organized it. My wife came home and she's like, when did you do that? I said, I did it when you left. She's like, oh my gosh, it looks so much better. It's rewarding to see that. You feel good. And then how about one written note about tomorrow's focus? Simple, powerful, repeatable. Remember, at some point, you're going to have to say, I'm getting my act together. This is that week. And this brings me to your challenge. The Grow Show Christmas Week Challenge. Pick one morning this week, get out of your house, bring your calendar or your Aspire dashboard or your LMN dashboard, whatever it is, spend 1 hour reflecting, reviewing, and planning. Take this time when you don't have crews you're worrying about to think about where you want to go. Take a photo of yourself doing it, post it on LinkedIn, tag me, Marty Grunder, and share one priority you're going to tackle in 2026. And we're going to pick one lucky participant to win my absolute favorite steel tool. We're going to put it up on the screen now, the GTA 26 handsaw. Hey, landscapers love tools. So don't waste this week. Again, let's go over it. Here's the challenge. All right. Get yourself into a rhythm. 1 hour in the morning, one intentional family task, one cleanup or reset task, one written note that you're going to send out. Okay. And then this week, pick a morning this week, get out of your house, bring your calendar or Aspire dashboard or LMN dashboard, whatever it is, spend that hour in the coffee shop or wherever you go, reflecting, reviewing, and planning. Take a photo of yourself doing it, post it on LinkedIn, tag Marty Grunder, share one priority you're going to tackle in 2026, and one lucky participant we're going to pick, so start tagging, a GTA 26 hand chainsaw. Don't waste this week, folks. Be intentional, recharge, reflect, reset, because all planning is good, but action is even better. Let's get after it. Okay, that's going to do it for this quick edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, take out your phone right now and share this episode with your team or any landscape pro you know. That helps more success-minded landscapers find The Grow Show. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you next week.
Join Marty Grunder and the Grow Group team for the annual event for landscape pros. Grow 2026 will be held on February 10th through 12th, 2026 in Dallas, Texas, and feature a behind-the-scenes tour of complete land sculpture alongside breakout sessions diving deeper into the topics we cover each week on The Grow Show.